Today's daf is Bechoris daf Chof Vav, and we are about 10 lines from the top of daf Chof He Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema to Shlomo Ben Sarah Lisa. So at the very end of yesterday's daf, we began an intense Mishnah, a Machlekes Akavya Ben Mahalal and the Chachamim, and a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, how to understand the Machlekes Akavya Ben Mahalal and Chachamim. The background is the halacha of the hair of a Bechor that was a Baal Mum that fell off. So it says in the Torah, with regards to an animal that's kachim, that has a mum, that once you poid it, b'chol avas nafshecha tizbach v'yachal to basar, kibirkas Hashem alekecha shenosan lecha, you're allowed to eat it wherever you want to eat it. And the Torah says, not just that, it's ketzvi v'ka'ayah. You could treat it like a chaya, just like a chaya has no association with kedusha at all, so too an animal that's hektish, that now has a mum, that you poid it, the halach is you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to treat it as if it was chulin. Stating that, Chachamim Darshan, the Torah says, rak b'chol avas nafshecha tizbach v'yachalto. Tizbach v'loy giza, the basar v'loy chalav, v'yachalto v'loy klovecha. So even though in truth you're allowed to treat this animal, the psuli ha-mikdash, as if it's chulin, but there are some limitations. One of the limitations is tizbach v'loy giza, that you're not allowed to shear the wool of this animal that has a mum. And it's for that reason the halacha is that the hair of a bechor that's a baal mum is something that you're not allowed to shear. If you shear it, it's going to be asabana. Even if it falls off on its own, it's going to be asabana. Stating that, there was a very important machloikis tanam. We'll see towards the end of the daf, there was some drama associated with this machloikis tanam. Hashtag rest of the story. But for now, the more technical aspect of it. And that is that what happens if the hair of a b'char b'amum falls off on its own, and then later you shechted this b'char b'amum, which of course you're allowed to do, and you're allowed to eat wherever you want. What happens with the hair that had fallen off previously? Meaning when the hair fell off before you shechted the b'char b'amum, it's pashit that hair was asabana. Now that you shechted the b'char b'amum, where the b'char itself that you shechted becomes mutabana, any hair that's attached to it, of course, becomes mutabana. What about the hair that had fallen off previously that had previously been asar? So the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda said, it's a machloikis akavi b'mahal and the chachav. Akavi b'mahal said it's mutter, the chachavim said it's asar. Amalei Rabbi Yossi said, no, you have a mistake. Your Messiah of what the machloikis akavi b'mahal and the chachamim is incorrect. Because in that case, where you physically shechted the b'char b'almum, just like the shechita is matter, the b'char b'almum itself, it's matter, it's basar, it's matter, it's cholov, it's matter, it's tzemer, it's matter, it's here. So too, it's going to be matter any here that had fallen off prior to the Shechit. What then was this machloikis akavi b'mahal nechachamim? Not where you shechted the b'char b'amum, but rather where the b'char b'amum died on its own. It was over there that akavi b'mahal said it's mutter, and the chachamim said that it's aser. In other words, where you shechted it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, akavi b'mahal and the chachamim argued, if it died on its own, according to Rabbi Yehuda, everybody would agree that it's aser. Rabbi Yossi said, punk fakert, where you shechted it, akavi b'mahal and the chachamim both agreed that it's mutter. It's when it died on its own, it's over there that there was a machlokes. We ended yesterday's daf with a statement that Rav Asi said over in the name of Reish Lakish. Zokti Gemar, Rav Asi, Reish Lakish, machlokes b'she'tiru mumcha, the machlokes between akavi b'mahal and the chachamim regarding a b'char b'mum that you either shechted or it died on its own, where Akavi b'mahal said it's mutter, that's only where it wasn't just a b'char that had a mum, but it was a mum that had a certification already from a rabbi who said that this b'char is a baal mum, you have a right to go ahead and shecht it. Demar sovar, what's the machlik is? The chachamim hold, gazrinan, we're worried, domasi l'shuyeh, that even though it's a b'char baal mum, and technically you can argue that once you do the shechita, or once it dies on its own, retroactively, the hair that had fallen off should be mutter, stating that the chachamim were worried. They said, if you're going to allow all the hair that falls off to be mutter, you're incentivizing this person to keep his b'char b'amum around, because he's going to want to have his b'char produced for him. He'll shear the wool that it produces, which may eventually lead you to stumble and have hana from this bechor balmum, which is not something you're allowed to do. Umar Savalei Gazrina. Kavim Mahalo wasn't worried about that. Avaloi Yitira Mumcha, in the event that a mumcha was never matrid, Divrei HaKol Aser, in that instance, it's going to be awesome. What's the svara? So Rashi doesn't really explain it that much here. We're going to have to wait for the Hemshech HaSugya to get a better understanding of it. But for now, all Rashi says is that a bechor balmum, that a mumcha wasn't matter yet, is treated like a bechor tam. And if you had a bechor tam, there would be no machleikis akavi ben mahal nechacham. The whole machleikis was a bechor balmum. When is the animal deemed a bechor balmum as it relates to this halacha? Kishetiru mumcha. But until a mumcha paskins that it's a bechor balmum, we don't look at it as a bechor balmum. But either way, the chiddush that Rav Asi said in the name of Reish Lakish, which is going to be the topic of the first part of the daf, is that even akavi ben mahal, who was matter, was only matter if it was a bechor balmum, sheetiru mumcha. But to the extent that a mumcha wasn't matarit, the halacha is, even a kavi b'mahalo will be moited, that any hair that falls off prior to the shechita or prior to the misa, depending on whether you understand a kavi b'mahalo b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda or b'shitas Rabbi Yossi, in those cases, it's going to be awesome. What's Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes has the gasha. Now, Rav Sheshes' gasha was from a very unclear raisa. Bali mumin, oitzim ekol shu. The halacha is, if you have an animal that's a balmum, and it's nisarav in a taruvois, the halacha is, it asers be kolshu, meaning there's no halacha of bittul. Rabbi Yossi says yevuker. That's the girsa of the Shita Mekubetz. It's not yevaker, but rather yevuker. No, it's not so simple. You don't necessarily assume that this taruvus is aser because it has an itabamon, but rather you can inspect it. There's something you can do to potentially be mata the taruvus. Ravina, but my yevuker, what does that mean? Ilem itabamon who? Did Rabbi Yossi mean to say that in the event you have a taruvus where a bamon was nisarav with regular animals that are not bali mumin? The Chachamim say, it's for sure aser. Rabbi Yossi says, why is the taruvus for sure aser? Why don't you take a look at each animal and find out if it has a mum or if it doesn't have a mum? When you talk about mum in the context of kachim, it has to be a mum kavua. This is a serious mum. So if it's a serious mum, then why are we assuming that the whole taruvus is aser? Let's go start inspecting each individual animal, yevukar, find out. It sounds like that's probably where Rabbi Yossi is saying. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, mechal de tanakama omar lav, does the Tanakhama argue with that? Who can argue with that? How could it be a machloikis, Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi, where you have an animal that has a mum kavua, that was nisarev with animals that don't have a mum, whether or not yevukar, go find the animal that has the mum, or no, the whole taruvus is us. There's no one in the world. The biggest machmer in the sugis of Yoridei, Gidanosha, Kalabasa, taruvus will never tell you that if it's possible to determine in a taruves yovesh b'yovesh, which is the davar aser, that the taruves should be aser. So if all Rabbi Yossi meant to say was, go find the animal that's a balmum, deal with it, and the rest of the taruves is going to be mutter, then there'd be no machloikis, then there'd be no tanakam. So obviously, that's not what Rabbi Yossi meant when he said yevukar. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua. I'll tell you what the Braise is talking about. We're not talking about where an animal that's a balmum was desired with a regular animal. Because again, if that was the case, Rabbi Yossi would say yevukar, and the tanakam would say yevukar. Just find the animal that's a balmum, deal with it, and the rest of the taruves is going to be mutter. We're talking about where it wasn't the physical animal, but it's the wool, or the hair of an animal that was nesarev with the wool or the hair of other animals. Now, one of them was from a bechor, that's a balmum. The others were from animals that were chulin. Okay, what's the machlokes? The Tanakhama says the taruvus is aser. Rabbi Yossi said yevukar. Man, Tanakhama says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. The Omar who said nishchetu asri rabbanon, that even if you later shech the bechor b'mum, according to the rabbanon, it's going to be aser. Rabbi Yehuda said the machlokes a kavi b'mahalo, and the rabbanon, you have to really halt cheshbon in today's daf, was where you had a bechor b'mum, the hair fell off prior to the shechita, and then you shechted it. Akav ben Mahalo said it's going to be mutter. The Chachamim said it's going to be aser. Rabbi Yehuda learned that this brice is going not like Akav ben Mahalo, who's the yachid, but rather it's going like the Chachamim, that are the rabbim, so that even if you would shech the bechor balmum, the halach is the wool would still be aser. Thus, you have a taruvois. There's no way to be mevarer if the hair came from this animal or from that animal. The halacha that bali mumen aoser b'mashu. Yevukar, what is yevukar going to help you? How are you going to find out to which animal the hair belongs? Rabbi Yossi l'tamei, why does Rabbi Yossi argue? Because he holds nishchetu sharu rabbanon. He's l'shitasi in our mishnah. He holds that in the case where the hair fell off of a b'chor b'mum and then you shechted it, in that case, even the Chachamim Amoido, that it's going to be Mutter. Alma Nechleku, where the animal died on its own. But to the extent that there was a Shechita, in that case, there's going to be no Machloikis. Either way, says the Gemara, L'chayr, the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama in this Braisa is the Machloikis Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, meaning Man Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda, and Hochav and Mayaskina, not where an animal Bamum was inside with animals that are not Bali Mumin, but rather where the hair or the wool of an animal that had a Mum was Nisarev with the hair or wool of animals that were chulin, and you have to add one layer to the Kimta, it's talking about where you had shechted the animal. Thus, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no way to be Mevaker, because how are you going to know which here belongs to which animal? According to the Chachamim, even though there was a Shechita, still the here is going to be Aser. Thus, you have a Taruvah, a this of a Heter. Thus, the Halacha, Bali Mumin, Oisrim, Bekosher. Rabbi Yehuda L'shitasa, he holds that this is not a Taruvah, this of a Heter. Why is it not a Taruvah, this of a Heter? Because to the extent that you shechted it, even the Chachamim amoyed to Akavi b'mahalo. I didn't, the Chachamim say, Aser, isn't there a very heated exchange, as we'll see later, between Akavi b'mahalo and the Chachamim with regards to this Halacha? Yet that's when the animal died on its own, not when there was a Shechita. The Braith is talking about there was a Shechita. Okay, very nice. That's the Machloikis. What does it have to do with Reish Lakish? And really, before what it has to do with Reish Lakish, you have to understand Rabbi Yossi's Shita a little bit better. What Rabbi Yossi said? Yavukar. So what's Yavukar? What are you inspecting for? L'chayra, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not a taruvah, it's a heter. Because the extent you shechted it, and the chavim amoida ta'kavi b'mahala when you shechted it, then the whole thing should be mutis, as the Gemara. Viktani yavuk, ma yavukar, laugh. Oh, you know what yavukar probably means? Imum kavua, imum ayveru. All you have to do is make sure it's a good mum. Meaning, make sure it's the type of mum that's considered a mum that would be matter the animal in the event that you shechted it. But the point is, what you see from here is afal gav shloi hitiru mumcha, as long as it's a mum kavua, that's going to be enough to trigger this halacha. Not like Reish Lakish, Amar Rava, so Rava very simply and easily deflected this taina. He says, no, you know, yevukar yitiru mumcha in vilayli. No, yevukar means just the opposite. Yevukar means you have to be mavaki, you have to find out if a mumcha was matter. Because the halacha is like Reish Lakish, that the only time this halacha is true is a yitiru mumcha. Fakert, that's what Rabbi Yossi means. I mean, Pasha, you think Rabbi Yossi means, just make sure it's the type of mum that would trigger this halacha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, that according to Reish Lakish, Yavuka would mean more than that. Number one, you'd have to make sure it was a mum kavua, and more than that, you'd have to make sure there's a certification from a Rav who paskin that this mum kavua makes this Bukhar into a real Bukhar Balmum, and it's only then that you would have the halacha. Either way, Rav Sheshes had asked Akasha on what Rav Assi said in the name of Reish Lakish from this Braisa, again, a very unclear Braisa. This Braisa can mean anything. The Braisa doesn't say exactly what it's referring to. It's a machloikis, Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi with a taruvis of Itzav Heter involving a Balmum. What exactly is the machloikis? It's not clear. And even Rabbi Yossi Shita, he just said Yavukar. What does Yavukar even mean? Regardless, Sokhtu Gemara, he saw the Gravin when Ravin went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So we know a lot about for when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel. And he reported a lot of halachas that he heard from the great Rabbi Yochanan. Here the Gemara tells us what Ravin told the Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael he had heard in Bavel. Says the Gemara, Amar L'shmaita Kmei Rabbi Yirmiyah. He said over this exchange in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Bavloi tip shahi, the foolish Babylonians, Mishum de Yasvi Ba'arad Chashucha, Amar L'shmaita de Mechashchen. Because they live in a dark land, they say halachos that are dark as well. Meaning, he held that this whole exchange was mamish tipshes. Why? He said, L'shmilu vod, Amar Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. In Bavel, they never got this memo. They didn't know what Rabbi Chiyah Barab said the name Rabbi Yochanan. What? A different beer in this brisa, which would make it absolutely irrelevant to the discussion at hand. The machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in this brisa with regards to a balmum that was nisarev with animals that were not a balmum, where the Tanakhama said oisrim bekolshu, Rabbi Yossi said yevukar. Machloikis is something completely different. We're not talking about semer. We're not talking about giza. This has nothing to do with the machloikis akavi ben mahalo and the chacham. Rather, komivki bepukti ramei rabban. I'm looking at a mishnah. So we're talking about a field that was Becheskas Toma. As far as we know, the landsman claimed that once upon a time somebody was buried in this field. Thus, it's Becheskas Toma. So the halacha is this field will remain Becheskas Toma, Achetivada Toma, until you can find the Toma. Meaning, unless you can find the Toma and deal with it, get rid of it, the halach is it's always going to be becheskas tumah. The chachamim say, Oyla psula. No, you don't have to assume that it's tome until you can remove the toma, but rather you can dig, try to find the toma, as long as you make a best efforts to find it, and you couldn't find it, then you could assume that it's not around anymore. Either way, we have a machloikis when something is becheskas toma, and now you can't find it. So what's the halacha? Do you assume, oh, it's becheskas toma? Unless you find it, it's always going to remain becheskas toma. Nice shailo. Or no? You try your best. If you can't find it, you could assume then maybe something happened to it. Says the Gemara. That's this machlokes over here. The Tanakhama says that if a balmum was nisarev with animals that are not balimum, of course the first thing you do is you start looking for the balmum. The question is, what happens if you couldn't find it? The Tanakhama says it's going to be aser. Because the Tanakhama holds, like Rameir, what did Rabbi Yossi say? Yevukar. That's the Chachamim Shita in that Mishnah. Try. Look. Try to find it. If you can't find it, then okay, you made a good attempt. In that case, it's going to be okay. But the point is, we're dealing not with here that was nesarev. We're dealing with animals that were nesarev. It's nothing to do with the machlokes. Akavin Mahalal and the Chachamim. That was the first pshat in this brisa that Rabbi Yirmiyah said over. Rav Asi, Yom Rabbi Yechon, Rav Asi had said a different pshat in the brisa. Machlokes kishabat the gumatz. Machlokes something else. Machlokes was where you looked for it and you actually found it. Vekom iflagi beplug to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Tiny we looked at the brisa. Saw the shav about kever, a field that we know for sure had a kever, and now you can't find the kever. So the halach is nichnas betzoicha. Tommy, if somebody walks into this field, he becomes Tommy. Let's say somebody finds the kever. He says, oh, I found the kever. It was lost, and now I found it. So what's the halacha? Nichnas l'taycha tar. Now if somebody walks in afterwards, he's tar. Because we assume, sha'ani yoymer hu kever shavu hu kever shenimsa. The kever that was lost was now found. So if somebody walks in afterwards, there's no reason that he should still be tummy. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argued. He said a chiddush. He said, tibadei kol asada kula. That as far as we know, there was one lost kever in this field. You found it. So you would think for sure it should be mutter. No. We assume that maybe there was another lost kever. And as a result, once you find one, there's a reyes in the whole field. You don't say, sha'ani yoymer hu kever sha'avar hu kever shenimtza. But rather, the halach is tibah, they call us adakula. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, that Rav Asi had said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that this is the beer in the machloikis, the Tanakama and the Chacham. The Tanakama holds that the halach is that if you have an animal that's about mum, it was inside with other animals, you try to find the balmum. And as soon as you find the balmum, you're done. You have nothing to worry about. Whereas he said, no, you have to continue looking. Because even if you find the balmum, there's a loch of tibadik, kol asada kula. Either way, Rabbi Yirmiyah said that he was laughing. He said, bavloi tibshoi. Rav Sheshes has the kasha and Reish Lakish, as if this brice has anything to do with Reish Lakish, it has anything to do with Akavib and Mahalo and the Chachamim. This brice that discusses the balmum that was Nasarev with other animals, what does it have to do with here? Has to do with Akavib? Nothing to do with that. Don't bring me Rayas or kashas to Reish Lakish. What then is that price of talking about? Were the animals themselves were Nesarev? If the animals themselves were Nesarev, we said, then what's the Shaila? Then of course, try to find the mum and get rid of it and you'll be done. No, it's not so simple. There's two huge machlekes in Tanoim as it relates to something that's becheskas, that there's an issue over there. When it comes to Yevukar or not Yevukar, being Baidik and not Baidik, Rav Chibur Abba said it one way, Rav Asi said it another way. Regardless, that was Rabbi Yirmiyah's point. But as it relates to the brisa itself, so Rabbi Yirmiyah had two versions of what the machlokes might be. Rabbi Chibur Abba said the machlokes is b'shabadak v'loy matza. You looked for it in the case of the field, and that's how we would relate to our brisa as well. And you looked for the balmum, and you couldn't find the balmum. The question is, do you have to be worried that it's still there? Or do you not have to be worried that it's still there? Rav Asi said it's talking about when you looked for it and you found it. The question is, could I stop looking? Or do I have to assume that maybe there's another balmum there? Zok Gemara, Rav Asi, my time don't make Rav Chibur Abba. Why didn't Rav Asi learn like Rav Chibur Abba? Why didn't Rav Asi learn like Rav Chibur Abba who learned that the case is where you looked for it and you couldn't find it? On Malach, he said like this, Bishlam, Mikabi Toma, Emebo, Erevenatla. I agree, there is a Shita by Toma. If there was a field that was Becheskes Toma and now you can't find the Toma, says the Manama that says it's mutter. Why? Because you'll assume the Toma's gone. What happened to the Toma? Where did it go? A raven came and took it away. Ba'achbar v'natla. Or an achbar came and took it away. Elahacha, ba'mum lehechan asa. But the ba'mum, where did it go? So if you can't find the ba'mum and you know the ba'mum was here, everybody's going to agree that over here it's a problem. So you can't shtel tzu that machlokes remain in the chachamim to a case of
Balmum.
Tumor, yeah.
But as it relates to Balmum, you can't do that. Says the Gemara v'idach, what Reb Chiya bar Abba hold?
He held that it was a tzushtel, because emer mum oiver hu v'itzi. You could say that, no, there was an animal that had a mum, and we thought the mum was a mum that was here to stay. Turns out that this animal had a refuah shalema. It was a mum oiver. It had a refuah. And as a result, the fact that I can't find it now is a raya, maybe that it's not here. Reb Chiya bar Abba, my tamalam kravasi. What Reb Chiya bar Abba learned his pshat in the machloikis tanakam Rabbi Yosi? Why didn't he learn like kravasi? Why didn't he say it's talking about where you looked? You found it, and the machlekes is what I could stop looking. It makes sense. If you know that there's a field that once had a kever, it's very, very likely that there was another kever. Because people don't usually bury people in their backyard or in their front lawn. So if one person was buried there, so there's at least a raglayim ladover, a reis, so that maybe somebody else was buried there. Thus, there's a halacha that a sodish avad ba kever, you have to search the entire field. And even if you find a kever, you have to continue looking. Elakachim over here, kimi de batkilan v'kaimi dar kayilu meipo bamuma. As far as we know, there was one animal that had a mum. I found the animal that had a mum. Is there as far as to say? Because one of these 100 animals had a mum. That means maybe 2 of the 100 animals had a mum. Yeah, agav de minchi adodi ishkiach bamuma. Yeah, if you have a whole bunch of animals together, what do animals do? Mingachi. That's Bava Kama 101. They shtois. And as a result, it's mistaber that if one of them is walking around with a mum, it's mistaber the other one as well. Thus, he felt the same halacha would apply to here. Either way, that addresses that unclear brisa, whether it is discussing the case of the machlekes akavi b'chachamim or something else. Regardless, going back to Rish Lakish's halacha, what was Rish Lakish's halacha? That the only time it would be okay to benefit from the hear of a bechor bal mum that fell off while the animal was still alive, lachashchita, lachamisa, according to Akavi b'mahalo, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, markedisle, that would only be if the bechor bal mum had a psak from a mumcha that it's a bechor bal mum. But kol kama, the bechor bal mum does not have a psak halacha that it's a bechor bal mum, even if it has a bechor bal mum. And it's very easy to diagnose on your own. You know 100% the mumcha is going to say that this is a bechor bal mum. It doesn't matter. Until the mumcha says it's a bechor bal mum, we treat it as a bechor tam. And a bechor tam, where here fell off, even if later you do a prop, it doesn't matter what you do later, that Sar, that semer is always going to be us. That was Rish Lakish's chiddush. Read the Gemara Kasha Meisvei Atoilish Semer b'Bechor Tam. If somebody takes wool off a Bechor Tam, Aval Pishen Noilad by Mum, even if later it gets a Mum, Vishachtoi and you shechted Aser, the halacha is it's going to be us. So here we're talking about when you took the hair off while the animal was a Tam, and then later it got a Mum, and then you shechted it. The halacha is it's going to be us. And the way Rashi explains, Aser means according to everybody. It's Aser according to Akavi b'Mahalo. It's Aser according to the Chachamim, Aliba de Rabbi Yosi, if you're halting Cheshbin, who holds that even the Chachamim hold that when you shecht a Bechor Bal Mum, the halach is any here that had fallen off is going to become mutter ayudei de shechita. Well, Rabbi Yosi said the whole Chachamim were only said where it was meis with Nayatz, but where it was shachta, even the Chachamim are going to be moida. But that's all where the here came off. You were toilish the tzemer, or the tzemer was nitlash. We'll see in the end of the Gemara. The tzemer came off when the animal was actually a balmum. But in the event that the here came off while the animal was a tam, if later it got a mum and then you shechted it, it's for sure going to be awesome. The Gemara says, "Taimu de ta habamum shari." It sounds like the only thing you need to make sure when you apply this halacha is that the hair come off when it was a tam, or did it come off when it was a mum? But it sounds like it came off while it was a mum. Even if it never had a psak from a mumcha, that halacha is it's going to be mutter. It's not like Rish Lakish, because according to Rish Lakish, it's not enough that it's a mum. It has to be a mum with a psak of a mumcha. Here it sounds, just make sure it wasn't a tam. As long as it was a bal mum. It's not enough that it was a bal mum. It has to be a bal mum. It has to have had to mumcha. The Gemara says, Tanaka, lech lech, tira mumcha, tam kari lech. We said the lumdus of Rish Lakish is that until the Chacham paskins that it's a bal mum, we look at it as a tam. So when the Braisa says, Atoilish semeh b'bchar tam, according to Rish Lakish, what's the definition of tam? He has a much broader definition. Tam means, even if it has a mum, if it was lech, tira mumcha, we're going to look at it as if it is a tam. Zok the Gemara, lema katanai, perhaps this halacha of Rish Lakish is really a machlekes tanam. And again, we're not going to have a mufurish of machlekes tanam, nothing even close to it. What we're going to have is a machlekes tanam that's sarach beer. We're going to have a machlekes tanam where it's not clear what exactly the machlekes tanam is. So the Gemara is going to do what it often does and try to recreate back into what
the Tanur may be arguing about. And perhaps the Gemara is going to suggest that they were arguing in the halach of Reish Lakish, thus sok the Gemara, lema ki Tanoi, ha toilish tzemeh bi b'chartam. If somebody takes some rofa b'chartam, afa b'shnei oba, mu b'shach, they ask, that's the halacha that we just learned. B'char b'am, m'shatalash b'menu, what if the... Here came off a bechor balmum. The acha kach meis, and afterwards it died. So yeah, the bechor that was the balmum. Here came off, and then the animal died. It didn't shecht it; it died on its own. Akadu b'mahalo mater v'chachomim oisrim. Whose shita was that in the Mishnah? That was Rabbi Yossi's shita. That the machloikis akavi b'mahalo and the chachomim was when the animal died on its own, not when there was a shechita. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Who in our Mishnah came first, and Amalei Rabbi Yossi, in the Brisa, it's just the opposite. It's Rabbi Yossi, and then Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, until we see the end of the Brisa. So Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Loibuze Hitra Akavi Bemahalo. No, that's not the Machlekes. Elo Besar Bechor Bamum, Shenashar, Venicha Bechaloim, Vachakach Shachte, where there was a Shchita. Bezer Akavi Bemahalo Mater, Vechachom Emois. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, and now Rabbi Yossi comes, and he says, Moid Abachalafta, Abachalafta. That was Rabbi Yossi's father. Stam Rabbi Yossi in Shas is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafto. Rabbi Yossi, who interestingly referred to his father by his first name, he said, Abba Chalafto, which is a discussion for itself. So he said, Abba Chalafto, who was one of the Chachamim who had argued with Akavi ben Mahalo, he said, Shehu Mutter. Abba B'yichud Amru Chachamim, Yani Chenu B'chaloim, Shema Yesh Tikva, Shachtoi Divrei Akol Mutter, Meis Akavi ben Mahalo Mater V'chachamim Oysen. So it's very wordy. Ayin Rashi. But the point is, the Rabbi Yossi said exactly what he said in the Mishnah, that Abba Chalafta, who was one of the Chalkim on Akavi B'Mahalal, was moida that if you shechted it, it's going to be mutter. He only argued with Akavi B'Mahalal in the event that there was no shechita, it had died on its own. Bottom line is, you have three shechitas in this Braisa that are really two. The Tanakhama, the first sheet in the Braisa, when we spoke out the Tanakhama, we said that was Mamash Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Then you had Rabbi Yehuda, Lashitase in the Mishnah, and then you had Rabbi Yossi as Lashitase in the Mishnah. But if the Tanakhama is Rabbi Yossi, this is back of the envelope arithmetic, then the first sheet and the third sheet are really one. So the question is, why is it three sheetas? It's only two sheetas. The Tanakhama is Rabbi Yossi, then you have Rabbi Yehuda, and then you have Rabbi Yossi. Freit, the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, I know Tanakhama. So we have to make up a machlokes now. So the Gemara, Elo Lab, maybe the machlokes is Rish Lakish is Allah, the Tanakhama is Sovet Tirum Mchin, Viloy Lot. But Rabbi Yossi, Lemim, I've got the way Tirum Mumcho. Maybe that's the machlokes. Machlokes is regarding Rish Lakish is Allah, Amaravalai. The Guli Alma, everybody agrees, Ihi Tirum Mumchin. Everybody agrees, perhaps, like Reish Lakish is Allah. There's no reason to say Reish Lakish is a Lema Ketanoi. If Reish Lakish said it, Reish Lakish was an Amira, he wasn't a Tana. But nonetheless, he was from the Gedoyle, Gedoyle, Gedoyle Amirah. And why make Reish Lakish is Allah a Shnuyah ben Machlaikis? He said it, let's assume he said, aye, you're not sure what the Machlaikis is in this Braisa. It's really three Shittas, not two Shittas. And that they're arguing over an external point. Reish Lakish is halacha. V'sholich machlekes bedom. The Tanakhama sover. The Tanakhama holds pligi b'meis v'hu adin v'shachtar. He held that the machlekes akad me'al chachamim is both when the animal died on its own and when there was a shechita. That's a shechita we didn't have in the Mishnah. Right, in the Mishnah we had two shitas. Machlokes is b'shachtai, or the machlokes is b'meis. The Tanakhama, this is the third shita. Right, the Gemara is going to speak it out, but we already know the answer. The Tanakhama is the new shita. That the machlokes is whether the animal died on its own or whether it was a shita. Ah, if the machlokes is by both, I do come to give b'meis, loydiacho, koichoi, da'akavyo. The reason the Tanakhama said over the machlokes, as if they're arguing when it died on its own, was to say a chiddush and akavyo. That even when it died on its own, that's the bigger chiddush and akavyo b'mahal, even then Akavi b'mahal says it's going to be mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Rabbi Yehuda Lushitasa, he holds with Meis Devriah called Aser, that if it died on its own, even Akavi holds its Aser, keep plagi b'shach. Vas Rabbi Yossi Lameim, Rabbi Yossi is also Lushitasa in the Mishnah, b'shach the Devriah called mutter, keep plagi b'meis. The bottom line is, the Gemara says, no, it's not two shittas with a kasha, then why is the Tanakam Rabbi Yossi different? Let's come up with something. No, it's actually three shittas. What are the three shittas? The three possibilities. The arguing b'meis u'b'shachtai. The arguing only b'meis. The arguing only b'shachtai. Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That the machloikis, akavya b'mahalo, and the chachamim, was where it was shachtai. If the animal died on its own, everybody agrees it's going to be aser. The machlokes was where you did a proper shechita. It was only over there that Akavi Mahalo said that it's going to be mutter. And it's even there that the Chachamim hold that it's going to be more. Awesome. How do you know that? Then we have three shittas here. There's a Rabbi Yossi. Right, whenever there's machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is nimuka imai. We always pass him like Rabbi Yossi. So why over here is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? Zokti Gemara, hoyul ut litanam bebchirta kavase. Because in the best mesechta in Shas, bechirta, miloshen, the am hanifchar, asho bachar bonu mikolo amim. Because it's mentioned, this machlokes is, in Rabbi Yehuda's version, in the chosen Masechta. The chosen Masechta is Masechta's idiots. Time we learned in the Mishnah, we'll see soon why. Sa'ar b'char b'amum, she'nashar. What happens if they hear of a b'char b'amum fell off? Inicha b'chaloi. Va'achakach shachtai. What's the key word? You have to underline that word. Shachtai. There was a shchita. Kavir b'mahalo mater. V'chachom ha'maisrin. So you see mefurish that in Masechta's idiots, this machlokes is brought down. And over there it's brought down Shachtai, which is clearly Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Thus, even though usually the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rav Nachman, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because in the chosen Masechta, this machlokes is mentioned in the girsa of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Masnisa Nami Deka. The Mishnah is actually mashma that way as well. Which part of the Mishnah? The Seif of the Mishnah. So we didn't really go through the Seif of the Mishnah yesterday because the Gemara is going to discuss it here in great detail. The end of the Mishnah was Tzemer Hamedoldol Bibikar. What happens if there was Tzemer, there was wool that was hanging on the Bikar? So you have this Bikar Balmum and this wool that's obviously attached to the animal, and then there's wool that's hanging, it's suspended, it's stuck in the animal, but it's not attached to it anymore. So it's misubach inside the wool that is attached to the animal, but it itself is not attached. It's meduldo. So what's the halacha? Eshenira emagiza mutter. Veshe'ene nira emagiza asa. It really depends on whether it looks like it's attached or it looks like it's not attached. If it looks like it's attached, then it's going to be mutter. If it looks like it's not attached, then it's going to be aser. Zok de Gemara. That line of the Braisa is a raya to Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, even though in the Reish of our Mishnah, there were two opinions in what the Machloikas Akavi B'Mahal and the Chachamim was. In the Braisa, there were three opinions. But in the Mishnah, there were two opinions. The Seifa is Sasan to Rabbi Yehuda. Just like the Mishnah in Idias is Stam to Rabbi Yehuda. That's Mefurish. It says the word Shachtai. Here too, the Seif of this Mishnah is also Stam K'Rabbi Yehuda. Now, it doesn't mention Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't mention the Chachamim. It doesn't mention Akavi ben Mahalal. It doesn't mention Rabbi Yossi. It doesn't mention anybody. But at the same time, if you do the math and you make the Cheshbon to understand the Oimek of the Seif of the Braisa, the only way to emerge is that the price is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. What's the math? Zok de Gemara. Tzemer hamedulda b'bchar, shenir magiz amot v'sheinu nir asa. Ma, who's the Mishnah going according to? Ilim Rabbi Yossi. Is it going according to Rabbi Yossi? Ubema. Ilim b'shachtoi. Is it going according to Rabbi Yossi? We had a b'char b'amum, and you have this tzemer that's medulda. It's not attached to the animal anymore. And now you shechted the animal. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? With regards to the machlokes, the kav b'mahal the chachamim, when you shech the animal, he holds bein akav yebeim rabbanon idiv idiv mishashari. It's always mutter. He held it was never machlokes the kav b'mahal the chachamim when you shechted the animal. The whole machlokes was where the animal died on its own. But if you shechted it, everybody holds it's going to be mutter. So if everybody holds it's going to be mutter, so why are we even having this conversation? If it came off while it was alive and then you did a shechita, so the wool's for sure going to be mut. El Mes must be talking about where it died on its own. Okay, that's it. The Rabbanon, if it's going according to Rabbanon, idiv idiv meser asri. The Rabbanon hold that if it fell off and then the animal dies on its own, it's always asr. So again, it matters if the wool is nire magiza, it's ene nire magiza, if it's medoldal, it fell off and then it died, it's always going to be asr. The Akavya, you'll say, okay, no, maybe no. Maybe it's going according to Akavya. According to Akavya, it would be mutter. So maybe the safer of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi's understanding of the machlokes, where it died on its own, but at the same time, according to Akavya, what does Akavya hold? It's going to be mutter. And if that's the case, what's the Mishnah saying? If it looks like it's attached, it's mutter. If it looks like it's detached, it's aser. The Gemara says in Sfar, that makes no sense. It should be just the opposite. The Akavya ipchami boyle. Nira magiza, if it looks like it's attached, aser. The misa kasrule. Because what happens with anything that's attached to the animal when an animal, a b'char b'amum that dies, anything that's attached, it becomes aser. It's an avela, it just died. So if that's the case, then if it's attached to it, it should be aser. It's only any nir. If it looks like it was detached prior, then it should be mutter, the mikar talish.
Ella, there's no way to make the end of the Mishnah work according to Rabbi Yos. Ella, pshita Rabbi Yehuda. Must be it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara speaks out how it works according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ubimai, ila b'meis. If it's one where it died on its own, bein la'kadi bein l'rabban, id b'meis or asr. If it died on its own, according to Rabbi Yehuda, everybody holds it's always going to be yosa. So again, there's never a time it's going to be butter. Ella lav b'shachtoi. It's talking about where you shechta. Now, via kavio, it's going according to akavio, id b'idim eshashari. It's always going to be butter. Ella lav rabbanani. Must be it's going according to the rabbanan. It's talking about where you shechted it. Vishmam yino, vishachtoi pligi, shmam yino. What's the cheshbon? If it looks like it's attached, being that the shechita is matter anything that's attached to it. So if it looks like it's attached, it's going to be mutter. If, however, it looks like it's detached, then it's going to be aser. But the point is, it only works based on this arithmetic if you learn that the sefer of the Mishnah is Reb Yehuda Aliba Dichachamim. The bottom line is, we have a stam Mishnah in the chosen Masechta, Masechta Sidious. We also have a Stam Mishnah tucked away right here, our own Mishnah. The Sefer of Mishnah, the Reisha brings a Machlekes, but in the Sefer, the only way to make it work is Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. It's for that reason, Amar Av Nachman, Halacha, Ki Rabbi Yehuda, Zok de Gemara, Vaita, Boy Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai asked the Shiloh, Hatoilesh Tzemer, Me'oilo Temima Mahu. What happens if somebody removes the tzemer of an carbon oila that was an oila tamima? Now Rashi says, the shaila is dafka by an oila tamima, because to the extent that this oila had a mum, there'd be no reason to assume that an oila's bal mum would be any different than a bechar bal mum. Meaning, according to the chachamim, which is who we're clearing the shaila according to, it would for sure be aser. Let's just go back for 1 minute. What was the reason that the chachamim argued with Akavi ben Mahal on the Mishnah? Why do they say it's a problem? You have a bechar b'amum, here falls off, and now you shechted it, or it was meis b'fnei atzmoy. The halacha is even after the bechar b'amum itself is, this here is always going to be awesome. What's the reason? So right at the beginning of the sugya, the Gemara said, it's a gzera, dilma asi l'shuyeh. We're afraid that you may keep the animal around. So it's for that reason, it's going to be an issue. The truth is, that same exact concern you would have if the here fell off of the animal when it was a tam. It's the same thing. We never want people to leave kachem around. Number one, there's bal ta'achar issues, but besides for the bal ta'achar issues, you may end up doing work with it, you may be nana from it. If you have anah, a shava pruta, it was very hard to have an animal kachem living in your house. It's complicated. You mamish can't be nana from it. You can't do anything with it. And any little bit of anah that you have from it, you're already running into mi'ila. You're mayo b'shoigig, you have to bring a karbanosh. Hashem is a whole mesechtes mi'ila that we're going to learn between now and the Sima Shas, which is a very intense mesechta that deals with all these halachas of mi'ila. It's very, very complicated. So if you have an animal that's kachim, we don't want people to keep these animals around. And that's the spirit of why the Chachamim said that we don't want you to be able to benefit from anything that happens, even if it's about mum. You can't benefit from it. So by saying you can't benefit from it, so I'm not incentivized to keep it around. As a result, I'll deal with it. If it's a b'char ba'al mum, I'll shecht it wherever you want. If it's a b'char that's a tam, I'll bring it to the mezbeah. But that's the yisoid of the Chachamim Shita. But the Gemara had a very interesting tzad. The Gemara had a tzad that maybe here that falls off of an oile tamima, maybe Kohen Chachamim would be more kulatek. Wow, that sounds like a big chiddush. Even a Bechar Bal Mums here, you're not allowed to touch. A Bechar from a Kachim, from a Masech Tzvachim perspective, is lowest on the totem pole as far as levels of Kedusha go, in terms of the Minyan Hazrika is, and the level of Kachim Kalim, the first Mishnah of Masech Tzvachim, and the Sugiz of Shalei Lishma, right? It's the lowest Madrega of Kachim Kalim. And you have an Oile Tamima. I mean, the Oile Tamima is the Shvitz. And still, Rav Yane had it sad that maybe the hair that falls off of an Oile Tamima, as it relates to this Chashit of the Chachamim, maybe should be more Kulavik. What's the svara? Says the Gemara. By Rabbi Yana, Toilish sema mi'ol tamim ma'u. Toilish mi'a gemanda shari. The Gemara says, what's that? Toilish Rabbi Yana? You want to know if a person literally went, he sheared an oila tamima, and you want to know if it's going to be mutter? No one says it's mutter. Firstly, you're not allowed to be toilish. You were over an iser. Atu bereshi askinon. There's no way that's going to be okay. Ela tzema shenitlash mi'ol tamim ma'u. And the Gemara, he explained this question. Chatas vashem leiti bayulach. As it relates to a chatas in an asham, it would be pasha to me. I think for sure it would be mutter. Why for sure would it be mutter? I thought the whole spirit of the Chachamim is that it's awesome. No, the kimid l'kaparo asu le'mashilo. Because the whole yisoid of the Chachamim sheet is a gzera. We don't want you to keep the animal around. No one's keeping a chatas and an asham around. Because why do you bring a chatas and an asham?
because you're worried, you're anxious, you need a kapara. So no one's going to keep it around. So if there's no svara that you're going to keep it around, there's no reason to go ahead and be geyser. The b'chayru ma'aser nami. As it relates to b'chayru ma'aser, I understand why the chachamim was so machmer. Because the kibbutz allowed the kapara asu mashaluhu. That's why they were certainly concerned that people are going to keep it around. There's no element of kapara when it comes to b'chayru, and ma'aser for that matter. So over there was no shayla. And this is a real kachim shayla. Kibbutz the ikkar, the kapara. So being that the ikkar of the oil is not the kapara, mashalu. Maybe you're going to keep it around. Or do you're saying that being that the carbon oil is mechaper on asay, as we know, it's interesting. Look at Rashi. Top line. Keeping the chaper asay. How do you know that a carbon oil is mechaper on asay? The oil mechaper is al asay, kidamrinum mesachtus yuma. Taflamid vava meralef. Al oil mesvado, ova in shikhu peya. That when you brought the carbon oil, you had to say vidui, and you said vidui on shikha and peya. Even though it says la ani v'lager taziv oisay, so you see that oil is mechaper on asay. It's interesting that Rashi goes to Yuma Lamed Vav to find a makar that oil is mechaper on asay. I mean, it's mentioned so many times in the beginning of Masechta Zvachim. This is Kachem 101. But either way, that's the shayla. Oil is not ikroy likapara. So many halachas of carbon oil come from the fact that it's not ikra the kapara. But at the same time, oil is unique in that it is mechaper. What about shlomim? Is shlomim mechaper? All the rate about shlomim, steers and rashi. But the bottom line is, and that was his question. His question was, does it apply to an oil tamim or not? Do you say the person wants the kapara for the assay, is for sure going to bring it or not? If someone removed the tzemeh b'char tam, this is the third time we have this halacha. Time of the toilet, hanitla shari. It sounds like if it would fall off on its own, it would be mutter. Only if you toilet it, it's a problem. But if it would be nitlash when it was a tam, and then later it would get a mum, it sounds like in that case, it would be mutter. The kolshkein oila, deloy, mashile. So if it's going to be mutter by a bechar, where there's no svar at all to say that the person is incentivized to be makrav, it's certainly an oila where there is a little bit of a svara because it's mechaper and I say you should have this halach. The Gemara says now, don't bring me rice from that brisa, because really the brisa would be a raya only if you can make the diyuk toilish in nitlash loy. Really, I feel nitlash nami yos. I did tony toilish. The reason the brayse said toilish with the achal kerech de akavio did be balmum as relates balmum. I feel the toilish nami shari. Akavio held that it's muta by balmum even if you were toilish. Feit the gemara vanan nosha tanan. When we had the machloikus between akavio be mahal and the chachomim, didn't it say nosha? That was the mishnah. Sar balmum shen nosha. It sounds like akavio mahal never said his halacha that if you remove the hair from the bechor balmum, it's going to be mutter. It sounds like even according to akavio, it has to be noshar. So the Gemara says, Tana noshar lo yidiach ha-koyche de Rabbanon, Tana toilish lo yidiach ha-koyche de Akavio. The Gemara is saying that it could be there's really no difference when it comes to the machlokes Akavio and the Chachamim, whether it was nitlash or noshar versus toilish. We mentioned noshar in the Mishnah, lo yidiach ha-koyche de Chachamim. We mentioned toilish in the Braisa, lo yidiach ha-koyche de Akavio. But you can't make the diuk toilish in nitlash loy, and as a result, you can't prove anything from that Tashma. One final Gemara, Tzemer HaMedoldel. Zok the Gemara, what was the halacha? As it relates to the Tzemer HaMedoldel, which the Gemara established must be a Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Yehud is going according to Akavio, according to the Chachamim. But what was the halacha of the Mishnah? The Tzemer, which is detached, if it looks like it's part of the wool, it's mutter. If it looks like it's not, meaning that we know it's detached. The question is, does it look attached or does it look detached? Okay, let's define this a little bit better. If the root of the hair is facing outward, that looks like it's detached. If it's protruding a little bit more than the wool, so the wool is firmly pressed against the hide of the animal. If you have wool that's protruding a little bit more, that would look like it's detached. Why didn't he learn like Rab Nosim Bar Oishia? Why did he need that the roots should be backwards? Just say if it's protruding a little bit. I'm not being lucky. When you look at the wool of an animal, you're always going to have hair that's protruding a little bit more. And if protruding is already a reason to look at it as if it's detached, then every animal's going to have detached wool, and every animal's going to have issues. Doesn't sound like every animal was a question of Tzemer HaMedoldel. Sounds like it's a very unique case. It's an oikimta. It's hacha b'mayaskinan b'Tzemer HaMedoldel. If you understand, Tzemer HaMedoldel the way that Rav Nosson Bar Oishi understood it, argues Reish Lakish, every animal would have an Itzemar Medulda, and it's not Mashma from the Mishnah, that that's the way it is. And on that note, Hadron Halach, Halikeach Behema Excel. So, rather than start the new Perek, just to end today's daf on a lighter note, and this is really important, because we had a very complex machloikis between Akavi ben Mahalal and the Chachamim regarding the hear of a Bechor Balmum that fell off while the animal was alive, and then either shechted it or it died on its own. Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether or not that animal's going to be mutter or not. Akavi ben Mahalal was mekel. He said it's going to be mutter. The Chachamim said it's going to be awesome. Now, the Gemara said that this machlekes, Akavi ben Mahalal the Chachamim, is mentioned in Mesechtes Idias. So where is this in Mesechtes Idias? It's Perikei Mishnah Vav. It's a long Mishnah, but it's kedai to go through the entire Mishnah. Akavi ben Mahalal heyed arba dvarim. Akavi ben Mahalal had said edus about four things. Amrulai, the Chachamim told Akavi, Chazor b'chob arba dvarim sha'yisa oimer. Be chayzer from the four halachas that you said, the naseich of Bezin l'Yisrael. And we're going to make you into an of Bezin l'Yisrael. So apparently Akavi ben Mahalal had issued four very controversial psachim. He wrote four tshuvas that were marish olamos. And the Chachamim had a very hard time dealing with these four tshuvas. And they told Akavi ben Mahalal that if you're chayzer, will make you the of bestin. You'll get the ultimate stellar. Zok the Gemara, Amal Lehen, so he told him, Mutav Lili, Kari Shaita Kol Yom, I will let the Yasa Shachas Rosh Lefnei Amokim. Shalayu, Oimrim, if I'm going to do that, then you know what people are going to say, Bishvil Srara Chazabai, that I did it because of a stellar. And I'm not going to do that. I am ethical. I am going to stay firm to the Messiah that I had and to what I believe. And I believe in these four psakim that I issued. And I'm not going to be chayzer, even if it comes at the expense of being the of Bezdin of Klai Yisrael. Akavi ben Mahalal was a contemporary of Hillel. So he lived Soif Bayesheni, just to picture exactly when he lived. And he said, I'm not willing to be chayzer. Zokhti Gemara, what were these four psakim? Right, so you would think these are four everyday, very practical things that people struggle with on a regular basis. Who are you metame sar ha-pekuda v'dam ha-yorek? He used to say that sar ha-pekuda and dam ha-yorek, that's green blood, is tome. The Chachamim metarim, the Chachamim said that it was tar. That was a chumrah. For who are you matter sar b'chor ba-mum, shenasha, v'nicha b'chaloyim, v'achakach shochtoy, v'chachamim moisrim. This was one of the four. Who are your Omer? Ain't Mashkin Loyas Agiyoris, Veloyas Ashifcha Mishuchreres. He used to say that when it comes to Mei Soita, Giyoris comes to drink the Mei Soita, Ain't Mashkin, Ashifcha Mishuchreres, Oichinish, the Chachamim Mashkin. And the Amru Loy, they told him a story, and then the Gemara brings the fourth one. Regardless, these are the four psokim of Akavi ben Mahalal. You know, you would think these were everyday things. But it was anything but everyday things. But regardless, these were four shittas that Akavi ben Mahalal held. For some reason, it bothered the Chachamim that Akavi ben Mahalal didn't want to be chayzer. He didn't want to come around to them. And it's for that reason he lost out on becoming the Av Bezin in Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, so the Gemara says, I'm sorry, that at the end, after Akavi didn't want to be chayzer, nidu, they put Akavi ben Mahalal in cherem. Umeis ben iduyav. And he ended up dying in cherem. V'soklu bezdin asaroinai. And they treated him like someone who dies and who's in Cherem. And they literally did skila on the Aron of Akavi ben Mahalal. So Akavi ben Mahalal didn't want to be chayzer on these four halachas. He lost that on being of Bez. And then they put him in Cherem. And after, at his Levaya, instead of getting this cover that was befitting a Talmud Chacham like Akavi ben Mahalal, they ended up doing skila on his Aron. Rabbi Yehuda said, Chas v'sholem sh'akavi nisnad. I don't believe this. Not possible. He said, Chas v'sholem that Akavi would be put in Nidoy. She'eino azor and ineles b'fnei kol odom Yisrael b'chachmu v'yiras chet ka'akavi ben Mahalal. Because you want to know how great Akavi ben Mahalal was on Erev Pesach, when all the Yidden used to come to the Azara to bring the Karban Pesach. You know who the most chashiv person in the Azara was? Eino Azara nin Eles b'fnei kol Adam Yisrael b'chachma uveyir aschet. It was Akavi ben Mahalal. So who then did they put in Cherem? He said it was somebody else. Zok to Gemara. There's a postscript to this story. B'shas misasei, when Akavi ben Mahalal was dying, he was lying on his deathbed. Amar libnoi, he told his son, "Bini chazor bach b'dalut varm sha'isaimer. I want you to be chayzer, get up publicly and say that even though my father had these four controversial psakim, they put him in cherem, according to some, and he lost that on being the avbezin, but I myself don't agree with that. If you want me to be chayzer, then why weren't you chayzer? He said like this. Since you have to realize, I heard what I heard from the merubim. I heard from my greatest rabbi. They heard what they heard from their rabbi. Says, I understand why they did what they did. They had to follow their messiah. But you know what? I had to follow my Messiah. I knew what I heard from my Rebbe. But you, you only heard my Shita from me. And even though I'm your father, but I'm a Yochid. As relates to the Rabbim, they hold not that way. Mutav lohaniach divrei ha-yochid, v'lechois b'divrei ha-merubim. He said, I had a responsibility to maintain the Messiah that I heard. But you have a responsibility to maintain your Messiah. And your Messiah is to go with what you hear from the Rabbim, not what you go from the Yochid. Amalai, at the end, Akabim Mahalal's son says, Abba, b'koyd alai chavirech. I know you still have some friends in high places. He said, maybe a little nepotism, maybe you can set me up with a good stellar. Amalai, so he told him, any mafkid. No, absolutely not. Amalei Shema Ilam Atzalsani. Why is there something wrong? Do you think I'm not befitting of a shtela? Amalei Lai. Masecha Yekarvucha Umasecha Yerachakucha. I don't believe in nepotism. I don't believe in protectia. I don't believe in Kesef and Mashicha. I believe that you should earn your keep. And if you deserve to be granted a chashiv shtela, then you're going to get it. If not, not. Either way, that's the drama that surrounded this ma'aser with Akavi ben Mahal. So a few things. Number one, so Akavi ben Mahal, you see his greatness. You see his greatness. So much so, Rabbi Yehuda said, Chas v'sholim she'akavio nisnado, she'eino azor ninelis b'fnei kolodim Yisrael b'chachma uv'yira. You know, we always speak out, the Rambam in his Akdoma to his Pirush HaMishnayis, where the Rambam says that if you go through all the Tanoim that are mentioned in Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, so they're described, they're presented in one of three ways. Some are presented without any title, Shammai, Hillel. Others are presented as Rabban, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabban Gamliel, and most are presented as Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, etc., etc. Says the Rambam, counterintuitively, the ones that were the least chashiv were called Rebbe. The ones that were more chashiv were called Rabban. The ones that were the most chashiv had no title at all. Why not? He says, because they were so great that there's no title in the world that could do justice to capture their greatness. We always say that. The Gemara says that Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim. The Gadol Shebekulon was Yonasan ben Azil. The Katan Shebekulon was Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Dick. The Gadol had no title, Yonasan ben Azil. The Katan Shebekulon already had a title, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. But as we state in Rambam, it's a Mefurish in Rambam in his Akhtoma, the Pirish HaMishnayas. Akavya ben Mahalal is from the Tanon that it wasn't Rebbe Akavya ben Mahalal. It wasn't Rabban Akavya ben Mahalal. It was Akavya ben Mahalal. So you see the greatness of Akavya ben Mahalal. I saw the Chidah in this Pesach Inayim, on this Gemara, or in this Mishnah, in the Sach Desidius. He says, Ein Azor Nenelas Bifnei Kol Adam Yisrael Bechachmo V'yirashchet Ka'akavya ben Mahalal. He says, Hayne Revusa. You know what the Chiddush was? The Be'erev Pesach Shekulam Tohirim. Everybody's tar Erev Pesach. You have to be tar in order to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. And where are they standing? In the Mokim HaKadosh. And this man is Kaddish. It's Erev Pesach. So it's the, you have Kedushas HaMokim, you have Kedushas HaZman, you have Tahira, Renkai, the Yidin HaTohar. They're all standing in the Azara. People are B'Shleimus HaTahira V'HaKedusha when it comes to Erev Pesach. Who was the greatest at that moment? It was Akavi ben Mahalal. And then he goes weiter. He says, the Lashon is, Ein Azar Nefnals V'Kaladim Yisrael B'Chachma U'Be Yirashchet. He said, really, if you think about it, it should have said first Yirashchet, and then Chachma. We know the Mishnah says in Ovis, Kol sheyiras chetoy koydemes lechachmasad. Incidentally, I was thinking, Akavi ben Mahalal gave us a Mishnah. Right? What's the better well-known emra of Akavi? You tell somebody, ask a man on the street, Akavi ben Mahalal oymer, he's not going to say, Sar balmum shanasha v'nicha b'chaloy v'shochtoy, right? That's probably not what he's going to say. What's he going to tell you? He's going to tell you the Mishnah in the third parak of Pirkei Avos, Akavya ben Mahalal Oimer, Estaku b'shleish advar v'yatabali de'avera. Tam yayim basa ulan ata heilech v'lefnei miyata asa litim dimvechesh. Yayim basa miti pasrucha ulan ata heilech l'makom afa rima v'teilei v'lefnei miyata asa litim dimvechesh v'lefnei melech malach yamach adshu. Akavya ben Mahalal gave us the Mishnah of Yerashchet. That's the Mishnah of Yerashchet. Right? Klal Yisrael is a Mishnah of Yerashchet that we have in our Messiah. It came from Akavya ben Mahalal. But the Chidah asks a kasha that why is it chachma and then yirashchet? It should have been just the opposite. Because kol she yirashchet oy koydemes lechachmas, oy chachmas oy miskayemes. If your chachma comes before yirashchet, then it's not miskayemes. So he says that he heard from the Rash Primoy, who said that there's two madregas of Yerashet. There's a madrega of Yerashet, which is the madrega that you have to have before anything. Reishis Chachma Yeras Hashem. So you wake up in the morning, the first thing you have to have is you have to have Yerashet. But there's also a Madrega Elyoina of Yerashet. And Kamash Malon, then not only was Akavya B'Mahalal Nitztayin in the basic elementary level of Yerashet that comes before Chachma, but he even had the Yerashet that comes after Chachma. Thus, in Azar Nefelis B'fnei Kol Adam Yisrael B'Chachma, and afterwards B'Yerashet. The truth is, this that the Chidah brings from the Rash Primos Mefurish and Mesilas Yesharim, the last Madrega in Rav Pinchas Ben Yair's Braisa of Mesilas Yesharim is Kedusha. What's the second to last Madrega? It's Yerashet. Yerushamayim. Says the Bsilos Yisharim. Hinei Re'oisenu, Perichov Dalet. Hamida Hazois, Nimnes Acher Kol Hamidas Atoivis Asher Zacharnu Adeno. If Yerashet comes at the end, it means it comes after Zahiros, and after Zrirus and Nikios, and after Chasidus and Precious and Tahira, and Anova. Obviously, it's a tremendous, tremendous madrego. You see from here, Roy Sheyev Vada Inyan Nichbad V'Ikari Ma'od V'Kosha LaHasagoysoi. Shekvar Lo Yuchel LaHagia Elov. You can't come to the madrego of Yerashet. Alamis Shekvar Hisik Kol Amidah Shagadam Zochem. Amnam. You have to say Tzorach Shenachdim Kimini Ayirahim Shnayim. It must be this two madregas. Harishoyno, the basic level of Yerashet Kalamoy LaSigo. Ain Dover Kalkamayu. Who said that? Moshe Rabbeinu said that. Moshe Mshoyo Mimcha. Kim Liyiroisi. What do you mean? It's literally Perik Chav Dalet of Mesilas Yesharim. Now how hard it is to get the Perik Chav Dalet of Mesilas Yesharim. It's not Shaykh. Your mom is holding by Nevu already. You're close to Ruach HaKodesh. So how do you get to that Madrega? It's Perik Chav Dalet. I thought it's Moshe Mshoyo Mimcha. Zok to Mesilas Yesharim. Must be those two Madregas. The basic Madregas. Kal Moid La Sigein Dover Kal Kumar. Vashnir Koshim in HaKoyl. Ushlei Musa Kumoy Kein Shlei Mus Godo Moid. And then he explains what the two levels are. But Al Kapadim, it's Mefurish and Mesilas Yesharim. Hein, hein, advarim. There's two levels of Yerashet. Akavi B'Mahalo was in Azar Nefnelis B'Fnei Kodem Yisrael B'Chachma U'B'Yerashet. First Chachma, and then afterwards Yerashet. Not only did he have the basic Yerashet, but he had the ultimate of Yerashet. Regardless of this mission over here, Akavi B'Mahalo, very hard Gemara, and it requires a lot of Amelus Batayra. But you see, there's a lot of hashtag rest of the story, a lot of drama. Now, the Gemara referred to Mesechtas Idias as the Mesechta that's Bechirta. It's the chosen Mesechta. Rashi doesn't say anything. Doesn't explain why it would be the chosen Mesechta. Stating that there's a Rashi, Mesechta's Brachis, Tavchav Zayin Aman Aleph. There too, the Gemara refers to Mesechta's Idias as Bechirta. And Rashi says one line, Idias Kari Bechirta, Shehalocha Kois and Idias. Because the halacha is like everything mentioned in Mesechtas Idias, which is Mamash Har Gemar, Am Rav Nachman, Halacha Rav Yehuda, because it's mentioned in the chosen Mesechta. So what makes it unique? What makes it Chashiv? Mesechtas Idias is more Chashiv than Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. On what level? It's more Lomdishno. The reason is because you have Mishnayos in Mesechtas Bava Kama, where Lav Dafka, just because it's a Mishnah in Mesechtas Bava Kama, does that mean that that's Halacha Psuka? Doesn't mean it's necessarily the way it is. Mesechtas Idias, Halacha Ka'oysan Idias, and it's for that reason it's mentioned. But the truth is that if you know the rest of the story of Mesechtas Idias, there is a lot more to the story as to why it would be that Mesechtas Idias is the chosen Mesechta. And Yes Hashem, we'll have to wait for tomorrow to learn some of the rest of the story, which we'll see ties in to Lag BaOmer, the great Reb Shimon Bar Yochai.